from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 3rd. Coming up, a new historical marker in Illinois honors a worker killed protesting in the 1930s. We'll learn more about the tragedy that sparked a movement for organized labor coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza wants to pay down the state's pension liabilities more aggressively while building savings at the same time. Alex Degman reports.
Mendoza's measure takes 1% of estimated annual revenues and splits it between the rainy day fund and the pension stabilization fund. She compares it to making extra mortgage payments every month.
If you paid an extra month, you know, your mortgage is going to be reduced significantly. So for years, everybody talks about what are you going to do about stabilizing pensions, but I think this is a plan to help significantly get us there.
The money would flow to the two accounts as long as there aren't more than $3 billion in outstanding bills. Once the state has 7.5% of its annual budget in the rainy day fund, the entire 1% goes to pensions. The idea did not move during the spring legislative session, but Mendoza's hopeful for traction this fall during the veto session. I'm Alex Degman.
Educators around the state say students are over-tested, and they feel the state's proposal to revamp its spring testing program is not a solution. The Illinois State Board of Education is considering replacing the spring test with three shorter tests throughout the school year to provide quicker results. Dan Montgomery, president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers, spoke at a recent press conference.
Many school districts are doing their own local standardized assessments, a la NWEA or other, there are plenty of others too. And those don't necessarily go away if ISBE adds the through-the-year testing. In fact, I would doubt many, if any of them, would go away.
Teachers say they want assessments that are part of their curriculum and don't take away from instruction. A state committee is reviewing a report with feedback from educators and is expected to present recommendations to the Board of Education. Chicago hip-hop group Mother Nature has built a following for their thoughtful music. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the duo also brings that care to schools and colleges through mental health workshops.
A fourth grader takes the microphone at Booker T. Washington's STEM Academy in Champaign to cheers from his classmates. Professional hip-hop artists who go by the stage names Cleva and Truth have set clear rules for the freestyling circle or cipher. Number one, don't be afraid to take the mic. Number two, encourage each other and move on when someone stumbles. Truth says the students are building mental health skills in the process.
Being fearless, no judgment, checking yourself, making sure that you're in a good space to even just bring yourself to the cipher. We have to first know and have self-knowledge to be able then to bring our full selves into a group.
Cleva and Truth met while attending the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. They call their workshop series The Miseducation of Hip-Hop. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Masks are now optional on all Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District vehicles and facilities, including the Illinois Terminal. This comes after the Transportation Security Administration lifted the national mandate that required masks on public transportation. Amy Snyder is the chief of staff for the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. She says a federal judge in Florida ruled that the mandate was an overreach of the TSA's authority.
Rather than the TSA or the Biden administration fighting to say that they disagreed with this federal judge, they just dropped the mandate.
Snyder says masks will continue to be optional until further notice. She says passengers are still encouraged to avoid transit if they're feeling ill. Still to come, we'll learn about a tragedy in Marseilles, Illinois, that led to an organized labor movement in the area and across the country. That story from Peter Medlin is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. There was music, but it was not a celebration. It was a commemoration of those lost in the fight for fair pay and safe conditions. Workers' Memorial Day is observed across the country every April 28th. Peter Medlin has more from Marseilles.
That fight turned bloody 90 years ago in Marseilles. During the throes of the Depression, local laborers protested a company bringing in out-of-state, underpaid workers to build a dam. During the peaceful protest, company personnel open-fired and killed local worker Big Steve Sutton and wounded 21 more. And just as the gunfire cleared, news of a local labor agreement reached Marseilles. Laborers Local 393 was born on that tragic day and still stands on Main Street, just a block from where the dam was built on the Illinois River. Mike Matika is a member of the Laborers Local 362 and a community activist.
And we're here today to make sure that story, that bravery, that courage to build a movement and demand decent conditions is not forgotten.
The Illinois State Historical Society unveiled a plaque to honor Big Steve and make sure the history of labor in Illinois is cast in bronze. Chuck Stanley is a board member of the State Historical Society and presented at the event.
There's an old labor song called Joe Hill. In the song, there is a line, "It takes more than guns to kill a man." And I think that's the notion that is echoed in this marker.
The peaceful night on the Illinois River was also full of music and Union songs. The performer to bring them to life was a former Marseilles resident, Rage Against the Machine guitarist and workers' rights activist.
My name's Tom Morello, and I'm a union man.
Yeah. All right, this first song I'm going to play is a fighting song. This is a union song for the fine auto workers who are twisted, tricked, and robbed.
The crowd of Marseilles residents and local 393 members rushed on stage with Morello as he belted out old and original labor anthems. The former Rage guitarist and union member himself also took the time to talk about the renewed push for organized labor. Unions have seen a wave of wins over the past year, with workers from Starbucks and Amazon successfully organizing. Morello and other labor activists hope it's momentum for a movement in America. In Illinois, labor is also on the ballot this November. Voters will decide whether a workers' rights amendment should be enshrined in the Illinois state constitution. The amendment says it would guarantee the right to a safe workplace and make it illegal to pass laws interfering or diminishing workers' rights to organize. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker also spoke at the event. He talked about the importance of memorializing what happened in Marseilles almost a century ago and about the proposed amendment.
On day one, I got to work putting a stop to the previous administration's union busting and anti-worker agenda. We banished from the dictionaries of this state three words: right to work.
So-called right to work laws give workers the option to join a union or not. Labor activists say federal law already gives those protections and that right to work measures weaken union bargaining strength. On Workers' Memorial Day, Morello closed out the night with a rendition of one of America's most famous songs, "This Land Is Your Land." But he highlighted the original final lyrics of Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl protest song.
As I was walking, I saw a sign there. And that sign said, "No trespassing." But on the other side, didn't say nothing. That side was made.
The plaque in memory of Big Steve Sutton can be found in downtown Marseilles, right on the Illinois River. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with scattered showers and a high of 69 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Susie Ahn, Emily Hayes, Neshmia Malik, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.